Nebraska Coaches Association, you love what you're doing. The boy, one of your big weeks is coming up here next week, but you've been with the Coaches Association for a long time. You love your job, don't you?
My wife and I actually work together. We're extremely blessed. It's a two-person office, and we'd like to say we probably have one of the best jobs that you could have. So it's amazing to work with coaches and the impact that they have, and so we feel very empowered and blessed to be able to do it.
57th annual NCAA Awards banquet in Lincoln coming up again on Sunday. I know, looking forward to this. A lot of great names, honorees, coaching awards, coach of the year awards. A lot's going to take place that night, isn't it?
That's one of the fun. It's the highlight of the year for us to be able to honor coaches, give them the due recognition they deserve. Some of them are so humble, but you start looking and counting up the years. We will have some coaches there that have served in this capacity for over 50 plus years. So, and it's not just coaches at the elite level. We honor coaches as assistant coaches, the junior high level, because they all make impacts in our young people's lives.
I mean, some legendary coaches. Some of these coaches have been around forever, and some are retired. Some are still doing it, but some big names and worthy of the recognitions they get, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, is that one of our two pillars that we're all about is education and recognition, and this night is all about recognizing them. It's a lot of coaches and a lot of different things, but it's a fun evening.
We've got a lot of names from our High Plains Radio listening area among the honorees. I know your coaches of the year. We've got a number of great honorees. We know our good buddy Joel Hijero from Papillion La Vista South and boys basketball, formerly here in McCook for many years. I know our good buddy Mike Spargo for Dundee County Stratton and boys track and field. And then who can forget the one and only coach Matt Weimers in tennis as a coach of the year. So when it comes to your coaches of the year, some big names there as well.
Well, and those are selected by their peers, and so that means a lot to these coaches. And most of this, in this case, then that means they are being selected for all classifications. It's not like we break it down to just Class A or Class C. These are across the board the coaches that have had a tremendous year. And so, absolutely, you've got some great names there that had some fantastic years. Or years this past season and really celebrated with their kids and success.
Coaching tenure awards, 50 years, 45 years, 35 and 25 years. I'm pretty proud to say my wife Kimberly Barnett is down at Southwest, is going to get her 25-year coaching award at this banquet. We're going to be there. But a lot of great coaches have done it for a long time, haven't they?
Well, she's going to be a busy gal as far as going to be at the awards banquet celebrating her 25 years and then coaching as well later.
Without a doubt, going to be busy with one of the all-star volleyball teams, her and Coach Katie Wenz, no question about it. And then you honor some of the students that Ed Johnson Scholarship. That's pretty neat as well.
Well, Ed Johnson made a huge impact early in this association. It's pretty darn cool that we can still honor his legacy through kids and helping them through their educational opportunities down the road.
That's going to be a big night, Darren. And then on to the All-Star game, softball on Monday. You got the volleyball games on Tuesday, and then a couple of basketball games on Wednesday night.
And it's been a real challenge. I'm going to be honest with you that the dynamics of what kids and clubs and all the things that they do now, we've got. We're going to be taking a close look at that, but we're excited to work with these kids and coaches. It's really fun to see them come together, whether it's a Class D school playing next to a Class A school, and all across the state. And so it's fun for these kids, but it's becoming more and more of a challenge for us to do this, just because the dynamics of all the different things that take place throughout the year. And college coaches, many also want these kids already on campus in the summer.
And then, of course, the Coaches Clinic goes on for a couple of days. You always have some great guest speakers come in. I know talking to my wife over the years going down for this, the rules, and learned some great stuff from all these veteran and coaches they get a chance to hook up with and talk to. That clinic provides a lot, doesn't it?
We're really proud of that. We're one of the longest standing in the country. We like to say we're not Texas because they have 3,000 public schools and we have just over 300 plus. But you start looking at the ratios of what we have, we'll have 68 different clinicians. And then on top of that, the NSA being able to give updates and rules, update meetings as well. It's a jam-packed 2 days, but it's a lot of fun. It's great to bring everybody together. And what we're trying to do is reinforce to even the younger coaches the power of networking and the power of camaraderie, of bringing coaches together and unifying them.
I'm sure you would say that since you started your job there at the Nebraska Coaches Association, and now, Darren, a lot of things have changed in the high school ranks and the coaching ranks along the way, haven't they?
They have, and you know, we travel now. We're going to hit the road immediately after clinic the following week, and we're going to be in 35 different schools across the state, including your out in your area at Southwest High School. We're delivering messages about exactly those things and the power of education-based athletics, but helping parents and families and student-athletes recognize the fact that this is the student-athlete's experience. How can we help them and let it be their experience through failure and success, whether it's before season, during the contest, and even post-contest? It's going to be a busy, busy August, from July 31st again to August 28th, 35 different presentations. We're going to be out in your neck of your wood multiple times as we crisscross the state.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you out here, no question. Darren, if folks want to listen right here, want to know more about the Nebraska Coaches Association, I'm sure website, you know, social media, you're all over that as well, aren't you?
Yep. Nebraska Coach, as far as our webpage, Nebraska Coach we do that on X or former Twitter, and then ncacoach.org is the place to follow us on the web. And that's my job too, to try to keep things posted and all those many layers of onion that go with a web page.
Darren, thanks a million for the time, sir. Appreciate it. We will probably see you on Sunday night at the banquet, sir.
Well, we sure appreciate your support and all you do for high school athletes and coaches.